18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Government reaffirms state role in Lungu's funeral despite family objections. And government begins review of FISIP e-voucher system ahead of 2024-2025 farming season. British passenger in seat 11A survives an India plane crash, reports say.
The voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. The government has maintained that the late former president Edgar Gachagua Lungu will be accorded a funeral befitting a former head of state, stressing that while it respects the wishes of the family, President Lungu belonged to all Zambians. This follows a statement from the Lungu family through their representative Makembe Zulu, indicating that the late president had wished for a private funeral and did not want President Akainde Hichilema to be involved in any part of the proceedings. The family also stated that they would not continue discussing with the government, accusing it of making unilateral decisions regarding the funeral. In response, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Relations Mulambo Ayimbe stated that while the government respects the family's wishes, it has a duty to ensure that the funeral reflects the late president's national significance. Mr. Ayimbe emphasized that President Lungu was not only a family figure but also a national leader who served the country, and as such his funeral should be conducted in a manner that allows the public to participate in the mourning.
That the bereaved family might make a demand, it might put forward its wishes and requests. But I think this matter is a matter for all of us as a people, as Zambians, because the late former president was representing all of us. And of course, now the person representing all of us in life is the current president. So, as Zambians, of course, we look at it from that perspective. Much as we respect that the bereaved family will have its own views, and now we also need to respect and appreciate, as Zambians as a whole, that we are also stakeholders.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Defense has announced the cancellation of all events scheduled to commemorate this year's Defense Force Day in honor of the late former President Edgar Lungu. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma made the announcements during a national address ahead of the 49th anniversary of the Zambia National Defense Force Day. He said while the day is an important milestone in the country's military history, it coincides with a period of national mourning following President Lungu's passing. Defense Force Day, observed annually on the 13th of June, marks the unification of the Zambia Army, Zambia Air Force, ZAF, and the Zambia National Service, ZNS, into a single cohesive force. The unified structure, known as the Zambia National Defense Force, was established in 1976 under the leadership of the country's founding president, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. Major General Kingsley Chinkoli was appointed as the first indigenous commander of the Defense Force. Minister Lufuma reaffirmed the defense's commitment to continued commitment to promoting peace, unity, and national development.
This year's Defense Force Day falls at a time when, as a country, we are mourning the loss of our President and Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Force, His Excellency Dr. Edgar Gachagua Lungu, and as such, commemorative activities will not take place. Let us mourn him in dignity and peace, and honor his contribution to the development of our nation.
The government has revealed that Zambia is facing a national power deficit of 594 megawatts as of May 31st, 2025. Delivering a ministerial statement this afternoon in Parliament, Energy Minister Makoso Chikote says that the country's current electricity supply stands at 1,806 megawatts, falling short of the national demand, which now stands at 2,400 megawatts. Mr. Chikote explained that despite Zambia experiencing favorable rainfall in the last rainy season, water levels in the country's hydropower power stations have not yet recovered to optimal capacity, affecting electricity generation. He further disclosed that the country is currently exporting about is currently exporting 1,900 megawatts of electricity while importing 200 megawatts to help meet domestic needs. Meanwhile, in an effort to address the power crisis, the government through ZESCO has received over 875 applications under the net metering program. Out of these, 575 applications are under review, while 300 are already actively supplying power to the national grid.
ZESCO operates in an interconnected system that allows for regional system stability according to the staff rules and regulations. We cannot isolate ourselves from the region and shut down exports and imports without disturbing the interconnected power system. In fact, Madam Speaker, currently we are net importers of power.
The Minister of Agriculture has commenced a comprehensive review of the Farmer Input Support Program FISIP electronic voucher e-voucher system in preparation for the 2024-2025 farming season. According to the Minister of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Yilu, their review is being supported by the World Bank through the Food System 2030 Trust Fund. Mr. Yilu explained that the objective of the review is to generate robust evidence on the performance of the e-voucher system, gauge the level of satisfaction among farmers and agro-dealers, and assess the system's overall impact. He noted that the process will include extensive field surveys of farmers and agro-dealers across all 10 provinces of Zambia. Meanwhile, Agriculture Permanent Secretary Johnny Mulongoti underscored the importance of the review, describing the e-voucher system as a vital component in Zambia's agriculture transformation agenda. Mr. Mulongoti expressed optimism about the progress made during the 2024-2025 farming season and reaffirmed the government's commitment to continuous improvements in the delivery of agriculture support services. Zambia Seed Trade Association has called on the government to proceed with the enactment of the Plant Health and Breeder Bill despite ongoing opposition from some stakeholders. The government is currently undertaking consultations on the proposed legislation, which seeks to regulate plant breeding and protect intellectual property in the agriculture sector. However, groups such as the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, have raised concern about certain provisions in the bill, arguing that they are unfavorable and could negatively impact small-scale farmers. Association President Maxim Bonji expressed surprise at the continued resistance to the bill, even as the government engages stakeholders through consultations. Mr. Mbunji maintained that the proposed law is critical for long-term growth and modernization of the agricultural sector.
But they're arguing in a totally divergent thinking. Yeah. And they're bringing in things of indigenous seeds, they're bringing in the issues of limited access and all that, which do not apply the law under consideration.
Okay. And then.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Munyumba Mutwale has emphasized the need for Zambia to maintain a recently recorded positive trade balance in goods and services, which has contributed to the stabilization of both inflation and the exchange rate. Mr. Mutwale observed that the Zambian market has currently reached a point of equilibrium and stressed the importance of sustaining this trend. He noted that the country had not experienced such economic stability since 2023, making the current momentum a significant milestone. He cautioned that while the current status may appear temporal, deliberate effort must be made to maintain it.
Because really what's happening is that you have a trade, you have trade that's now kind of neutral. We're having almost a trade balance, so therefore there's not an excess flow of dollars coming into the country. There's not really many people coming in to buy our government bonds. It's not really like there's a huge amount of money coming in buying bonds, and there's no huge, remittances happening anywhere. So really all that's happening is the market is kind of just hit an equilibrium, started hitting an equilibrium, and some people seem to be selling off their dollars. That's really all that's happening on the market. Now, will that lead to the Kwacha, the dollar going down. I know people like to get excited, want to hear the dollar down to 14, 10, all sorts of things.